The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 220, Lister's Great Escape.
Are you sure it's Lister?
His cell block has been breached. Boldabar is going into lockdown.
We need to leave now.
I can get you clearance back to the space station, and that is all.
I'll take it.
And what about the paperwork?
Lister's apprehension is our number one priority. I can work on the paperwork and forward it to you later. Sarah, ready the EV to transport our guests back to the shuttle.
Yes, sir.
I'll text Sims and tell him to have the shuttle ready.
Are you officially asking us to apprehend Lister?
Yes, I will send you the details for the bounty. I'll include your three bounty hunters in the decree.
Sounds good to me.
We accept. Come on, Gabby, there's no time to waste.
Come on, get in. I'll get you to the shuttlecraft.
So how do you think Lister managed to escape again?
I'm not sure. We just got a base-wide notification that the shuttleport is on lockdown due to an escape at the prison.
And how did you know it was Lister?
It was the maximum security section that was compromised. That's all I know.
Then there's no telling how many high-security prisoners escaped.
Sounds like more paychecks for us, Jafra.
If this was a mass escape, that's quite true. Sarah, did they use explosives?
I don't have any details on that. Both of you sync with my device. The controller just sent an access QR code. Show this and it'll give you clearance anywhere on Boldabar in case you're stopped.
Got it.
Got it.
I see, Commander Sims. Evidently he figured out what was going on.
Sounds like all Krall broke loose. What happened?
There's been a breach at the prison. They think Lister escaped.
Again? Sarah, you guys need to beef up security at that place. You'd save a lot of money on bounties.
I'm in total agreement with you, Commander. Just try and convince the Tribunal or the IDF Council of that.
Alright, load up. We need to get out of here pronto.
Sarah, thank you for your help. Let the controller know that we're headed for the prison.
Say what?
We need to find out exactly what happened. I want to eliminate the possibility of it being an inside job.
I'll also let the prison authorities know that you're coming. Be safe.
That's the plan.
Are you sure you want to go to the prison? It's going to be total chaos there.
I think we all know where Lister's headed. There's nothing for him on the tumors anymore.
You think he's headed straight for Titan IV?
That would be my guess. I'm sure he knows what's been going on. It's nearly impossible to keep secrets from prisoners. Rumors travel like wildfire.
Well, if you want to travel like wildfire, I suggest you get on board.
Then let's get this show on the road, boys.
Hey, am I getting a call from the great Kate Hawk?
Well, I don't know about great, but yeah, it's me. No one spoofed my number.
Well, that's good. I hate spoofing stuff. You know, I once got a call from myself.
Really? Did you answer it?
No, I hung up on me. So, what's the occasion? I take it the Pyramid gave you some marching orders?
I'm heading to D.C.
Really? So we're getting the band back together.
I guess you can say that. I'll be getting there tomorrow morning. Holiday has me up to speed on the latest. I just want you to know that you and Garrett still have the lead on this. I was very concerned when they asked me to join the team.
Concerned? Why on earth would I be concerned? We've always been a team.
Well, you remember my reaction when Homeland swept in and took over the Jeremy Parks case from me. I was outraged.
Oh boy, do I remember that. I was glad I was carrying a Baltimore PD badge and not sporting sunglasses and black wing-tipped shoes.
How do you think Garrett will take it?
Oh, I'm not worried about Garrett. I'm more concerned about Kelly. If I remember correctly, there was some tension on the Louie and Hank case.
Yeah, but we managed to work that out. How's Lenora working out?
Couldn't be better. She's pretty sharp and knows how to dig for answers.
And I understand that you're working with your old instructor, Mr. Thornton.
Well, as you know, Pappy was a prosecutor for Korski's Article 32. He's still upset that Korski got away with it. But he's pretty happy that you interviewed Korski and got enough to reopen the case.
A lot of good that did. I understand he may be on his way to Joint Base San Antonio.
Please, Kate. It's Fort Sam Houston.
Come on, Jim. You gotta change with the times.
I have.
Oh, really? And what do you still use for a phone?
The very latest, of course.
What? You, Jim Barnes, have a smartphone? After all these years I've been trying to get you to get one, what happened?
Well, let's just say the old one got submerged, and this time it was terminal.
I don't even want to know how.
Good, because I ain't telling you. Anyway, they wouldn't replace it with a flip phone, so they offered me a real good deal on this one. And no, I don't use apps or anything like that. I do ever use a camera.
Well, that's a start. I'm going to let you go now. I hope to be there tomorrow morning.
Good. I'll make sure we have enough rabbit food for your lunches.
Ha ha. Very funny. See you soon.
Hey, thanks for the warning.
Who was that?
That was Kelly's sister, Kate. Looks like she'll be joining us.
She has access to several federal databases, right?
Yeah, she's part of Homeland Security.
It seems like we have access to many law enforcement agencies, yet we're getting nowhere.
Well, I think we're getting somewhere, just not very fast. We just have to keep after it and wait for a break.
The way this investigation is going, we might be waiting a long time. Hey, Scarlett, you look like you have something to tell us.
Possibly. We've established that the two goons who attacked Jim were Hongans.
Yeah, Pyramid said they showed up in the IDF CODIS.
I have a message here from Detective Garrett. He and Sam met with Colonel Bishop. They were under the guise of posing as GSA inspectors.
So they met with Bishop. Did something happen?
It's not so much that something happened, but Sam got him to talk about food. He said, based on what Bishop said and some phrases he used, his gut tells him that Bishop is also Hongan.
His gut? Did you really just say that?
I suppose that was an ironic choice of words.
So there is a possibility, since the two underlings are Hongans, and quite possibly Bishop is Hongan, Korski could be one or is being used. You know, kind of like you were for Hank and, what was his name with Louie?
You talking about Leonard?
Yeah, Leonard.
What about him?
There's a real possibility that Bishop is a Hongan.
Sam suspects that he is, based on a face-to-face that he and Garrett had with him. If that's the case, then we're saying that Korski could be Bishop's Leonard.
Yeah, but to what purpose? In Houston and in Queens, the goal was to knock out the power grid and shut down major hubs of the internet. What does an army post have that would be so important?
Now, we don't know that it's Fort Sam they're after. Since Fort Eustis, they've been each assigned to several posts.
Aside from the medical facility, what's there that could be a target?
And I'm not sure we should limit it to Fort Sam.
I agree. San Antonio is practically outside the gate.
As well as Lackland Air Force Base, I think we need to broaden our search for potential targets.
Something that you need to consider is that maybe there isn't a hard target.
Well, what else could it be?
Simply a way of embedding their people into your culture. Sleepers.
It's all speculation. Maybe when Kate gets here, we can get another perspective.
Excuse me? Did you just say when Kate gets here?
Yeah, I just talked to her. Holiday's sending her here. They still don't want her going out solo.
Well, I guess I'm okay with it as long as she doesn't get bossy with me. You know how bossy she can be.
Kate Hawk? No.
Lieutenant Andrews, emergency alert coming in from Baltimore Prison.
Please clarify.
There has been a breach in the maximum security wing of the prison.
Is there anyone there we need to be concerned about?
Initial reports indicate that Lister, former vice leader of Rage, may be one of the escapees. Boldemar is currently under a lockdown.
Please notify me when you have verification.
Acknowledged.
Isn't this the second time he's escaped?
That is correct.
Hey, what's going on? You guys sound excited.
Apparently there's been a breach at Boldemar Prison. There's a possibility that Lister may have escaped. Oldebar is shut down.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time. If I'm not mistaken, Lenora helped him the last time.
You're right. Go figure. It was Lenora and Mondu who gave up Lister at the mercenary camp.
That's right. So I don't think it would have been either one of them. Mondu is in prison with him, and Lenora is back home helping Barnes.
George is going to update us on who escaped as soon as that information becomes available.
I'd like to notify the crew.
I have a direct link here.
Thanks. Jomak, do you copy?
Yeah, gotcha. What's up?
We've just been notified that Lister may have just escaped from Boldabar prison.
Really? Have you heard anything from Jeffra?
No, we haven't.
The whole place is under lockdown, so nothing can come in or go out. We're awaiting more information.
Power up and prepare for a quick undocking. We need to be ready to assist if needed.
Agreed. We'll prepare the Mercury for undocking.
Roger that. I'll get things going on this end to start a procedure. You can join me on page 7, section 3A of the BSS manual.
Roger that.
Before you start, I need to ask Georgia something.
Certainly. Here you go.
Georgia, prior to docking, you stated that there was only one vessel in the area, correct?
Yes, Captain A. That is correct. It was a maintenance shuttle coming from the portal.
And it was registered to the IDF?
The registration indicated that it was part of the Boldebar maintenance section.
This is Captain Tam. We assumed it was doing maintenance on the portal. Is there any way to verify that?
I will check the Boldebar maintenance log to verify. However, there seems to be a firewall blocking access.
They are in lockdown, so access is denied.
We will try to get you access. Stand by.
George, send a cryptic message marked urgent to the controller. Get us access to the maintenance logs. We need to identify a vessel that was in the vicinity prior to the escape attempt.
Message sent.
Well, this poses an interesting dilemma.
What's that?
We're trying to get out of here to capture Hanaka, and what's left of Wi-Fi.
I'm sure we can continue that pursuit as soon as Jaffer and Gabby return.
Well, don't you think a living former leader of Rage would take precedence over a dead one?
Good point.
We're awaiting clearance now from the controller to contact Jaffra. He'll be able to get that clarification.
Lieutenant, I can now verify that Lister was one of the escapees. I am still awaiting a response from the controller.
Thank you, George.
I wonder if Mondu was also one of the ones who escaped. He was Wi-Fi's right-hand man.
George, can you verify if Mondu was one of the escapees?
That name is not listed.
That's interesting. Maybe he actually did reform. Hopefully Jaffra can talk to him before he returns.
You now have clearance to contact the bounty hunter Jaffra. I have set up a secure line for you.
Captain Nate, use this line right here. It's ready to go.
Nate for Jaffra.
Go ahead.
We have the Mercury on standby. I'm not sure you're aware or not, but Lister was one of the escapees. Mondu stayed at the prison.
We just got clearance to fly there. Gabby, Commander Sims, and I are about to depart.
George is collecting information on that maintenance shuttle we identified prior to docking.
As best we can determine, it came through the portal and is headed straight for Boldebar.
That does sound suspicious. Notify me when you get confirmation.
Will do. BSS out. Well, now it's just a waiting game.
I tell you, that was one good pizza.
That's surprising.
What? That it was good?
No, that it was just one. I'm surprised you controlled your appetite. What'd you do, take one of those pills you talked about?
No, I ordered two more. I told them I was going to a party later.
That figures. Well, at least you learned how to be discreet about it.
Listen, I've been thinking about this operation, and I think it's going to just drag out. I doubt if we can gather much info just by snooping around.
Granted, things are moving slowly, but Korski could be arriving at any time. I'm sure we can get more intel when he arrives.
Come on, Garrett. You know the way things are going. We'll never get anywhere by just snooping around. Barnes and that whole crew are deeply immersed in research and aren't getting anywhere.
We just can't give up. We've gotten a lot of information by research.
Yeah, we've learned that the guys don't really have a past, and one has an unauthorized ribbon. In the meantime, we don't have any idea what their endgame is.
So what are you proposing?
The same thing we did with our old buddy Hank.
No. I don't think so.
I'm positive he's one of my people, and it wouldn't take much to find out.
Sam, you could blow our whole cover. It's way too risky.
Did it not work with Hank?
That's a completely different story. We had Scarlet on our side. She was working for him and Rage.
And I went in and totally convinced him that I was on his side.
I'm not saying you did a bad job. I'm just saying we had no doubts as to what Hank was.
And I have no doubt who Bishop is. I'm telling you, he responded to a Hangan greeting and talked quite fondly about Salt. I know I can trip him up.
And if he isn't Hangan and you blow our cover?
I'm so confident, I'll go on a 72-hour fast if that happens.
You? A 72-hour fast? That'll probably kill you.
That's how confident I am. Look, if you want to spend the next few days pretending to inspect historic sites and just hope for a break, we could do that. But if you want hard results right away, I can do that.
And how do you propose to do that?
I'll just do as I did with Hank. I'll use my natural charm on him.
I don't know, Sam. Let me talk to Agent Barnes about this. He might want to run it by Pyramid.
Good. I'll charm the salt shaker right out of his hand. Watch me.
Oh, boy.
We've been here 10 minutes and he's still sitting alone.
Yes, I know, Simmons. I'm right here. Enjoy your tea.
It's getting cold now.
I'm sure you can suffer through it. At least pretend you are drinking it.
I may not have to pretend much longer. It looks like someone is approaching him. He just walked in and headed straight for his table.
I managed to get a photo of him. Send it to Helmut now.
Yeah, isn't technology great?
It certainly is. How about sharing those pictures you took at the harbour?
Point taken.
Helmut says he doesn't look familiar. He saw him go in and he took a photo of him.
I just noticed something suspicious.
The briefcase?
Yes. He just set it on the floor close to our suspect's feet.
Yes, I'm sure when our visitor gets up to leave, the briefcase will stay right where it is.
I'm new to this, but even I know that's an old school way of doing things.
Primitive, but effective.
Do you think that's his payoff?
I think it's more than that. I suspect that there are false passports and other documents in there for the next batch of immigrants.
That would make perfect sense. Well, you're right about the old transfer trick. He's getting up to leave. What do we do now?
Helmut will follow him, and we'll follow Helmut.
And as for our suspect?
Helmut's people will greet him at the Berlin train station.
And you know this because?
Because we've already established he's not who we're after. I'm sure Helmut has contacted his people. We need to see where this one leads us.
That makes sense.
Well, I'm glad you agree. All right. They're both gone. Let's go.
There goes Helmut. Looks like our man is headed back to the train station.
Just as I suspected. I hope we don't have to follow this new suspect for very long. It's getting quite late.
I'm not sure what good following him will do. He could stop at a club and we would be out here all night.
We might have our answer. Helmut has stopped and he's motioning us forward.
I don't see our man anywhere. Maybe he's gone inside.
So, Helmut, did he go into one of these buildings?
Yeah. I saw him press the top right buzzer. So he doesn't live here. He must be visiting somebody.
And that is who we need.
I'm going to see if there's a name by the buzzer.
That will certainly make things easier.
If there is no name, we still have an address.
Yes, I'm not sure there's much more we can do. Helmut's team will do the follow-up, since these crimes are being committed on German soil. We are here to assist.
I just hope that my description was good enough to identify the boat when it arrives.
I hope you now understand why we carry notepads.
So, I have a name. Beckett. But, I will be surprised if that is his real name.
This would be his contact, since he rang to get in.
Yeah. So I believe we have what we need. I have good photos of him, and now we have an address. And a name for his contact. I think it's time we head back to Berlin.
Sounds like a good idea to me. Hopefully we can get a nap in. It will be after midnight when we get there.
You can nap, sir. I'm going to try and figure out what went wrong with my smartphone.
Just remember, Simmons, it's not called a smartphone because of the user.
It looks like there was a lot of damage, but to just one side of the prison.
From the debris field, you can tell the blast came from outside the prison walls.
Whoever did this knew exactly where to strike.
So I take it you got special clearance to get us in here?
Yes, I have a special pass from the controller.
Well, just make sure you've got one to get us out.
Hiding something from the past, Sims?
No, I just don't like the thought of being confined to a prison cell.
Yet you float in orbit in that big tin can you call the BSS. Yeah, that makes sense.
Prisoner 46.
Well, well, well. If it isn't our old friend Mandu.
What do you want with me, bounty hunter? There is no price on my head. Besides, I'm in prison already.
That's just it, Mandu. You're still in prison. Why are you still here? Couldn't you have escaped with Lister and the others?
I could have, but I chose not to. If I would have left with him, I would still be a prisoner.
How many escaped?
There were 6 others with him.
You had to have known this was being planned. Why didn't you stop him?
Because my life would be so much better with him gone. Good riddance to him.
Do you have any idea where he's going or what he's planning?
How do I benefit from giving you this knowledge?
I'll talk to the controller. I'm sure we can put you in a better facility. I give you my word.
I agree to your offer. Lister is headed to Titan IV to make an alliance with Drekmar.
Is Drekmar still playing both sides? Will Jaffra's team catch him and Hanneke? Will Sam's plan to trap Bishop actually work? And what's next for Agent Simon? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Return to Titan.